Talk Shoe. Recorded live.
Hi, my name is Brenda Lyonoff of the Mindful Healing Show and creator of Whispering Energetic Healing. I'm a medical intuitive practitioner. I really incorporate many modalities, work with individuals via Skype, on phone, from different countries in the world, and provide sessions that are geared towards their particular concerns. The intent of this show, and the reason I love doing this show, is that healing work is really a complement. It's not a conflict with Western medicine and how a combination of Eastern and Western medicine can increase your ability to overcome health challenges. The radio show is for anyone who wants to experience unique and powerful ways to complement your current practices. So if you're a patient, a healthcare professional, a holistic healer, or any individual looking for transformation, I'm really pleased today to have Dr. Leonard Caldwell on the show. Now, I'm going to give you some information about Dr. Caldwell if you've never heard of him before. He is an author, a lecturer, a clinician, radio and TV personality, founder of the IBMS Instinct-Based Medicine System. He cured his own mother from hepatitis C, liver cirrhosis, and liver cancer in the terminal state with the prognosis of 6 months to live over 40 years ago. And based on expert statements, Dr. Caldwell has one of the highest success rates with cancer in the world. His instinct-based medicine reveals that all the cause of all disease, his practical solutions to stress and emotions, have provided tens of thousands of people with more than just hope. He's the author of 19 best-selling books, thousands of publications, hundreds of CD and DVD self-help systems. Dr. Caldwell's trained and spoke for military and veteran organizations, 9/11 first responders, as well as firefighters, police, and the Naval Weapons Station, Medical University of South Carolina, and countless of the largest organizations in the world. It is believed that his stress reduction system is the most endorsed and sold in the world. So thank you, Dr. Caldwell, for coming on the show.
Oh, Brenda, thank you so much for having me on your show. It's an honor to be there with you because we have a very similar goal in life, helping the people that really need help the most and get education the most and self-empowerment the most. And we're coming from two different angles, but at the end of the day, you and I have really the same motivation and the same goals for the people that need our help and need hope.
Yes, and people seem to need hope and help more now than ever before. And listening to the Cure for Cancer Summit, and I know that you're going to be speaking here tomorrow, I believe, but there's been such great speakers and a great amount of information that's out. So really, anyone that does have cancer, there's just so much information that you can tap into. What I find interesting, Dr. Caldwell, and I think this is so important for listeners to know, that you've mentioned the fact is that 86 to 95% of all illness and doctor visits are stress-related.
Yeah, Brenda, that is the most important part that people need to understand, because I personally believe the only cause for cancer is mental and emotional stress. I do not believe there is a major other cause. There is a 14, if we go to the regular studies that say or came to the conclusion that 86% of all illness and doctor visits are stress-related, and the Stanford University even concluded 95% of all doctor visits and illness are stress-related, that leaves only 16 or 5% for outside sources like diet, like movement, like exercise, breathing, nutrition, and so on. When I can look back on having seen 66,000 patients live in my life and 35,000 cancer patients, that I have nearly 100% cure rate documented and concluded by numerous independent studies done. And people need to just understand that we are all born with cancer. The moment we are born, we have mutated, atrophied cells, and our immune system knows exactly what to do and how to keep us healthy and get rid of these cancerous or precancerous or potentially cancerous cells. When our body is open or opened itself up for damage, for cancerous growth or cancer development, it is based on stress, because all illness, Brenda, is based on lack of energy. There is no other cause for illness than lack of energy. Now we need to just identify where this lack of energy is coming from. And in most cases that I have seen in my life, and I have also seen over 4 million seminar attendees live, and I have over 1 million thank you emails, letters, texts from people that read my book, The Only Answer to Cancer, and cured themselves from cancer just with this information. I just last week I had on my radio show the Dr. Cultural Opinion, Liana Werner Gray, who is Miss Australia. She's a model, a famous actress, and she cured herself of a fist-sized cancerous tumor on her neck just with the information from my book. That's how we got to know each other, and we're best friends today. But she was on my radio show last week and talking about her way of healing, and she even cured her own mother from cancer with my information. So people need to understand that most people out there are just talkers. They are hypothetically talking about what should hypothetically work. They read books from other people, get some information together, and then think they have the cure for cancer. And I can tell you, Brenda, they don't. Because if you talk to somebody that cannot at least show you 100, 200, 500 cured cancer patients that he or she cured, they have no idea what they are talking about. I can look back to 35,000 cancer patients that were mainly already terminal, given up by the medical profession, 3 months to live, 6 months, 9 months to live, and they are all still alive today, except the ones that died of regular old age. But people need to understand that stress is the main killer in the universe. Stress is something different than people think when they think about stress normally. Because people think, oh, if my babies are crying, that is stress. If I have to work hard, that is stress. No, it's not. That's just physical stress, a good night's sleep, and you're fine. What I'm talking about, the destructive stress, is mental and emotional stress. It's living in constant worries, in fears, in doubts. It's hanging on to bad relationships. You're staying in a relationship that's really bad, where you have an abusive husband, for example, just because of the children or what the neighbors would say or the relatives would say. That is extremely, extremely dangerous. And making compromises against yourself will kill you. Most deadly heart attacks happen Monday morning between 8 and 9 o'clock when people get ready for a work week that they can stress-wise not tolerate any longer. They literally rather die than going one more day to that specific job.
Isn't that interesting, Dr. Coldwell? I totally agree with you that so many people are living in, they really hate what they do, but they're there for the money. And I was one of them. I was in the corporate world, and it took a near-death experience for myself.
Wow.
Where I to bring me back, and I changed. Like, it was like God gave me or another chance here, and I did change. My heart did change, and it was like, okay, you know. But it took that much, and I know it was so hard on my body, and I know for so many millions of people, like, they're in situations where they feel trapped and they can't get out of it, and it's that stress that's just putting so much havoc with their body. I know you mentioned these two emotions that are so, I mean, I see it a lot, of helplessness and hopelessness.
Yeah.
Do you believe that those emotions are one of the strongest emotions that you can hold in your body that contribute to cancer?
Basically, it's the emotion of fear that's in the background of all of this. Hopelessness is the final murderer. Hopelessness takes away the person's motivation to keep on fighting. That's why the immune system shuts off, and that's why people die. If you take hope away, and that's what has been done in torture camps and Russian gulags or the Nazi concentration camps, they take away the hope for people that they can ever get out, that there's a future, and that's why people just die. There are people just literally go to bed and just die because there is no hope anymore. And hope and compromises, deadly compromises, are the main killers and the main creators of cancer, because cancer is not an illness at all. Cancer is nothing else than a symptom. It's an accumulation of symptoms, but it's not an illness. That's why the medical profession has no cure for cancer and will never have one, because you cannot cut out hopelessness with a scalpel. You cannot cut out fear with a drug. And this is where basically our work comes in, where we help people to start believing in themselves again, giving them hope, giving them a future, talking with them about potential goals and how to achieve these goals. And therefore, it is so important that people literally understand that if you give up on yourself, you're going to die, because cancer always is a result of a suicide, internal, unconscious suicide command. Dr. Carl Simonton, with his great cancer clinic in Fort Worth, Texas, documented that most of his cancer patients before the diagnosis of cancer, 18 to 26 months before, they had a traumatic event like getting divorced after 30 years, losing a house through foreclosure, losing a job after 40 years, being homeless, whatever it might be. And they literally said, I don't want to live like this anymore. And that is the first documentation that I have seen that cancer can be the result of an indirect suicide command, an unconscious or subconscious suicide command. Very often with my cancer patients, I heard sentences like, I don't want to live anymore. I have no reason to live anymore. Why should I live? Life is just hard. Life is just pain. Life is just unfair. This is what I hear from all these cancer patients that have been given up by the medical profession already for 3 months, 6 months, 9 months to live. And the main thing is what is so important, and what you do also, is first of all, talk to the person and listen to the person. Don't look at the diagnosis. Don't look at the illness. We don't need cancer treatment. We need people treatment. We don't need cancer research. We need cancer cure research. And this is where we come in, and you as well as I, and the people that are on the cancer conference and the Truth to Cancer events and so on, they're all great people that are educating people and giving them hope. Because, Brenda, what we do mainly is giving them hope. First by showing them, see, this person should have been dead. Like my mom, my mother should be dead for 43 years now. With hepatitis C, liver cirrhosis, and terminal liver cancer. My mom is still alive today. She is 78 years old. She is the healthiest, most vital human being you can ever imagine. And so it is just really important that people have something to look at and get hope again, so that we can say, look at these people, and if they did it, why can't you? You know, if they did it, you can do it.
Well, I agree.
Like with you, Brenda, and your own experience, you are a role model.
Well, I'm still working. I'm a work in progress, and you know, I'm certainly not perfect. I love empowering, and I'm very big on that. But I'm a work in progress, and you know, this whole we need to love every part of our body, accept who and what we truly are, is what one of the things you mentioned in your book. And we need to accept our personality traits and stop hiding parts of ourselves. And I have to say that is a struggle. And I think it's a struggle for so many people. It's like, you know, I love every square inch of fat I have, or the wrinkles. I love my wrinkles. But it's we're having to catch ourselves constantly about berating and just allowing to love ourselves. I think that is a massive challenge for most of us.
Yeah, because we are too brainwashed by the medical profession, the pharmaceutical industry, the mass media, our parents, our grandparents, our friends, the environment, because we have been brainwashed to believe it is bad to put ourselves first. And this is why so many people have autoimmune diseases, because they want to get out of this life that they cannot bear anymore. And autoimmune disease is the result of your immune system seeing yourself as the enemy. And that can only result of self-hatred. And the churches are the main cause for cancer in the world, with all their absurd recommendations and all their rules and regulations that have only been created to make you feel guilty so that they control you better. I'm a big believer in God. I do not believe in organized religion at all, because I studied it, and I can tell you that the Catholic Church were all pirates and all criminals that bought from England in the 600 and 700 bishops, became a bishop, and these kind of things, and took over from there. They had nothing to do with religion. And since the government already took taxes from all the people, they sold bishops, which are parts where then the former pirates that paid a lot to the king could now collect church tax, or whatever you will call it. Mm-hmm. And the churches, it's like Catholic women have 15 times, 1,500% more cancer of the ovaries and womb and cervical cancer than other women, because they are raised and bred in guilt.
Yes, and I agree that the shame that women carry, I mean, the shame they carry about their menstrual period. Mm-hmm. And I used to question that when I was younger, but obviously there was no information at that time, a long time ago. But I thought, why are women feeling so shameful about ourselves? I know that question did pop in my mind, but I didn't feel there was any hope or any answer out there.
There is. It's just a trained behavior. See, it is the same like for example, the only perversion, real perversion sexually, is in America, maybe a little bit in Canada, but mainly in America, because there is no legalized prostitution. In every civilized country, there are prostitutes everywhere. And in every civilized country, you have legalized prostitution. In Germany, they are health insured, the police protects them, they go twice a week to a doctor, and there is no crime involved, there is no drugs, no pimping. And men can get rid of the stored sexual energy. And in America, where the hypocrisy, but there are more prostitutes in America than anywhere else, but because it's illegal, they are all usually sick and cannot be treated. They're all on drugs and all controlled by pimps and so on. But the main thing is, and Freud and Jung really put their finger on it, every human motivation is based on sex and the sexual drive and the sexual instinct. So since the churches know that, that's why the Catholic priests are not supposed to have sex, so that they only are focused and getting basically fanatic about the church, because their sexual drive is so high up that they have to jump against walls with their head to get rid of it. And so the main thing is, because of all of this, the sexuality in America has been made a bad thing. And in Canada, obviously the same thing. I just learned you're in British Columbia. I actually had a hospital in British Columbia near Kelowna.
Oh, I'm right in that Kelowna region.
And and there's a good friend of mine, was a good friend of mine, Jim Strauss, Strauss Herbs, which is a phenomenal company. Uh-huh. They have the Strauss heart drops, which cure every heart problem with 100% success rate, as I know of.
Okay.
But the main thing is, when all of this is, sex is something good. Sex, every time you have sex, you rebuild your entire body. Every time you have an orgasm, your entire body is going to be completely rebuilt. So that's why people only men with not enough sex get prostate cancer. No man on earth that has regular sex will get prostate cancer.
Really?
And, Yeah, and women dry out, get wrinkles, and get dehydrated and worn out with lacking sex. So, but whenever you talk about these things in America, you run against the wall, and then you have to deal with the churches and all the hypocrites. As you know, if you look into any politician's life, there will be an affair, there will be another woman, there will be prostitutes. We have seen this over the last 40 years all the time with Bill Clinton and so on. It's
so
all hypocrisy.
It's interesting. Yeah, I know there's a lot of hypocrisy out there, and that obviously affects how we feel about our body and who we truly are. But it's interesting because you actually say that most cancers will disappear naturally if left alone. I find that astonishing.
First of all, there are studies out there that we all have about 10 times, 7 to 10 times cancer in our life, everybody, every human being. If you have a huge break of energy, a nervous breakdown, a horrible event, your child dies or something like that, you might have cancer until for a time because your energy level is so low. Then the energy level comes back up when you get over the loss and accept it. Your cancer just regenerates. But everybody has cancer all the time anyway. That's number one. We know from clear studies from the great Dr. Gary Null or the great Dr. Tullio Simoncini in Rome, Italy, with his book Cancer as a Fungus. He's an oncologist with his huge cancer clinic in Rome. The medical profession has a cancer cure rate of 2%. 27% of all cancer patients, and my experience and the experience of all my colleagues, get cured on their own without doing nothing.
Wow.
So that is, they already kill. The medical profession kills. The 25% of cancer patients that would have recovered on their own, because 27% recover with no reason. Nobody knows why. Every medical doctor that is in office for longer than 20 years has seen cases of spontaneous healing, meaning the cancerous tumor is there one day, and the next day it's gone. Everybody knows about this. They're not talking about it because they don't want you to know about it, and they don't know how to produce it, so they don't even want to go there. I can produce it. I have shown it under ultrasound. We have ultrasound videos where the tumor size of a fist disappears within seconds or minutes, and you can watch it on the ultrasound screen.
Yeah, and actually, I think I saw that video. Is that on YouTube?
Yeah. My YouTube videos have been shown 225 million times. I have... Even Google asked me what I did and how I did this, and I never advertised anything, and my videos are all out there, and they're all for free, and there are 225 million views on just my videos on YouTube, and that doesn't even include all the other channels where we are on.
And well, that's amazing. So is it true that really cancer can be cured within, is it 2 to 16 weeks?
Yes, ma'am. I can cure every cancer in 2 to 16 weeks, as long as the patient didn't have any medical procedures done, no chemo, no radiation, no surgery, and they would have to come with me to Germany, where I'm fully licensed, and I can cure every cancer in 2 to 16 weeks. But since I'm not working with patients anymore, I have licensed medical doctors in Europe, all over Europe, and my main apprentice, Dr. Thomas Hoehn, MD, NMD, with his huge clinic in Berlin, Germany, is taking care of all my former cancer patients. So every cancer can be cured in 2 to 16 weeks, in my experience, as long as the person is still responsive, is willing to do whatever it takes, and has no medical procedures. I don't deal with people that had surgery or chemo or radiation because they're going to die from the chemo, they're going to die from the radiation, or not from the cancer. And if they have surgery, that just means it spreads the cancer throughout the system really fast and aggressively.
But for people that have had radiation and chemo, what would you suggest? They really can't afford to or make their way over to Europe. So what could they do now for wherever they live? What could they do today?
The main thing is to go immediately if I would have been diagnosed with cancer, what I would do, or historically told my patients to do, is go on a 21-day juice fast. You have to have a clean body. See, Otto Warburg and Max Planck in 1911 and 1936 got a Nobel Prize in medicine by proving cancer cannot exist in an oxygen-rich, alkaline environment. So it's very easy to get your body alkaline and oxygen-rich with the right supplementation. And since there was nothing out there, I helped to create the right line and the right detoxification. If your listeners go to activechampion.com, it's activechampion.com, and they do the Be Pure cleansing system. It's a 21-day cleansing system. That's their fastest chance and the safest way and the fastest way to achieve a real full body cleansing in every cell of your system, because you cannot rebuild on junk. You cannot just break down an old rotten house and without getting rid of the old gravel and the dirt, build on that dirt. You have to push it out. So everybody has to do, if they want to survive or get better, to do a right cleansing program. The 21-day, 28-day juice fast is really, really great, but most people are unable to do that. Just drink juices for 21 or 28 days. Therefore, if they go to Active Champion and look into that, that helps the most.
Okay.
The main thing is, a friend of mine, Paul Neeson, really wrote a great book. It's called The Raw Food Diet.
Yeah.
And it is a very it's a phenomenal book, and I love him, and he is a great, great person, good friend of mine. And also, Liana Rona Gray wrote a book called The Earth Diet. You can get it via Amazon or Barnes & Noble. It's called The Earth Diet. And it gives you tasty, not people always think health food has to be horrible. No, Liana gives you recipes to create at your home in your own kitchen. Tasty, really tasty, healthy food. And so that's how you start out. And then, of course, you have to be on a raw food diet until you are healthy again. You cannot eat red meat or things like that. It's mainly if you eat heavy foods while you already have a compromised energetic system. It will drag down more, because nothing uses up more energy than digestion, because you digest all day long. So if you don't give your body a break from digesting heavy foods, there's no way for you to get healthy again.
Yes, and I do see that in your blog, and I am guilty of that. But you mentioned eating at the right times. Now, you just wrote a new book called The Daylight Diet.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, this book is, Paul is just, he has 5 or 6 phenomenal books out that I always suggest all my former patients to get, because you need to have a substantial knowledge, because your medical professionals who make $300 billion on cancer patients each year have absolutely no interest in you getting cured in 2 weeks. Absolutely not. Because they would be all broke and couldn't pay their rent or the Porsche for their wife or the swimming pool for their children. Cancer is the biggest industry after oil. The largest, that's why they're all in jail. Everybody that cures cancer is in jail or destroyed, like Gerson, Dr. Roy Rife, and all Harry Hoxsey and all these great cancer healers, they all ended up in jail, banned from the country, or got killed. Lately, they all get killed with heart attacks. They cause these heart attacks with microwave technology. So completely healthy people just drop dead. And a dear friend of mine, Michael Vera from Late Night in the Midlands, who is a huge radio show and a phenomenal radio host, he just got a heart attack out of the blue for no reason. And I'm sure there was foul play also. You need to understand, Brenda, that no medical doctor has any interest in you being healthy and staying healthy, because it's a business for them. They need to make $35,000 a month just to pay the interest on all the things they had to buy to open up their clinic. And that's what it all is. It's business. And if your listeners, if patients don't get this and still believe in these criminals in the white coat, they're going to die anyway.
Yeah, it's a sad wake-up call, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's reality. See, first of all, people need to understand life is not fair. Somebody tells you life is fair, they have no idea about life. Life isn't fair, life isn't unfair, life is the way it is, and the only thing we are born with is a fear of falling, the fear of loud noises, and the survival instinct. And survival instinct means egotism, selfishness. And people think it's bad. It's not bad. It's the most important part to survive is thinking about yourself first. You cannot pull somebody out of quicksand by jumping after them. You both drown.
You know, it's amazing. I work with a few people, and this person come to me, this female, and who was has cancer, and she's quite far along, but she said, well, I can't have a session because I've got to take my son snowboarding or something. And I'm thinking,
yeah.
Well, you're the priority. You're the priority. And she constantly had to make up reasons why she couldn't look at herself. And I just knew that I would never hear from her again.
Of course not, because these people want to die, not necessarily consciously, but subconsciously. And if they don't learn to take, it's like in a plane. You know, what does the captain say or the flight attendant? If there's a breach of oxygen, if the oxygen flow breaks down and the oxygen mask came down, put your oxygen mask on first before you help children or elderly people. Because you're not good to anybody laying on the floor gasping for oxygen.
Well, that's so true. And to be honest, I think it's very true, particularly for women.
Yeah.
And, you know, women, we neglect ourselves, and it's been a conditioning for a very long time. So it takes a while to get, and I still work with that. I'm a work in progress. So
it's coming
along. But especially, you know, it's so interesting because if you happen to inherit some of these traits, well, you can. You know, it's amazing. So if it's genetically passed down, how would you even know that exists?
There is no genetic cancer. There is no genetic predisposition for cancer. And I can prove this to you really, really fast and simple. First of all, people get the same form of cancer because they learn to deal with stress the same way, like the mother, like the grandmother, because they eat the same way. And because they have the same way of dealing with stress, dealing with life, the same diets, they get the same form of cancer. There is no, absolutely not. And I can write an affidavit to it and swear it on the Bible, there is no genetic cancer. You can have a predisposition, but it doesn't mean you have to get it. And cancer is not genetic, not at all. Most of the people that develop cancer are not even in the high-risk group. That's how absurd this all is. And when you look at that, they took adopted children. They didn't know that they were adopted. And they got inherited diseases because they believed their father and grandfather or grandmother that they are genetically linked to them and they would get this genetic disease. But they didn't know they were adopted and had absolutely zero genetic connection, still got the same family diseases.
That's interesting.
It is also, there are Hanzas, there are groups in Russia that where people grow up to the age of 180. And if you take children that were adopted and don't know and put them there, these children grow also to be 180. So it's what you see. It's what you learn through seeing. It's the brainwashing. It's the manipulation. It's the swallowing emotions. It's you have to be tough. You cannot cry. No, if you want to cry, cry, and cry as long as much as you want. If you want to laugh, laugh as much and hard as you can. There is no such thing as a genetic disease. And, if you have Down syndrome, that's a different story, that chromosomes missing and these kind of things. But otherwise, if you're born healthy, There's nothing in you that you have to get any disease, condition, or illness. It's completely absurd.
I believe that. And the more that we tell ourselves, the more that message gets ingrained at a cellular level that, well, my mother had cancer and the breast cancer, so, you know, I could be very well that I also get breast cancer. And if you believe that, that message gets absorbed into at a cellular level.
Yeah, absolutely, so, because everything is, you know, as an energy worker, everything is vibration and frequency.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing else. There's nothing else. Frequency and vibration. And if a cancerous cell is 13 hertz, a healthy cell is 70 hertz. So if I raise just the electricity tension on the cell, it becomes instantly a healthy cell. Instantly. And that's what Dr. Roy Rife did with the Rife machine. He cured every cancer in 60 to 90 seconds. Every single tumor was gone in 90 seconds, just with the Rife machine. That's why they made the Rife machine illegal and put him in jail.
But there's different versions of the Rife machine out there, is there not?
No, they are just imitations. They are just a zapper and all this wannabe crap. The original Rife machine has never been recreated, so they made sure that the data is not out there to recreate it. So what's out there is just mainly fraud.
Okay.
At least as I believe. Because all this Holder Clark and her zapper, and we tested it all, it didn't do anything. It's just taking people's money, and that makes me very, very angry.
Yeah. Well, I love the fact that you have in different places throughout your book, but in page 62, you've got some, you know, basic health practices that a person could just get into right away. So you're giving guidelines and suggestions about what we can do at this moment and not having to wait for something to happen. Be more on a proactive way of living and thinking and starving out the cancer cells. But that's a huge issue, isn't it?
Yeah, because if you live in the here and now and you respect yourself and love yourself, see, that's why I created my CDs programs, and we have sold over 3 million CD sets just 7 years ago when my very first book, How to Survive Your Illness and Your Doctor in English, came out. And it's the most sold anti-stress program on earth. And when people just understand how easy it is to learn, to relax and to love yourself, respect yourself and accept yourself, you're already healthy. Then it just takes a little bit of time for the body to pick up on that and follow up on the creation you already created in your mind. Because everything you create in your mind will come true if you repeat it consistently.
Yes, and that's true. And I know I'm looking at this created instinct-based medicine system that you have, or ISMS. And what I find interesting is that it creates neurological pathways, so it would create new neurological pathways.
Yeah.
That you want. And these are 20-minute sessions, are they, with the...
Yes, Brenda, because here is what the danger is with people that do meditation and all this time-wasting crap. Every time you relax more than 7 minutes, you produce sleeping hormones and you kill every cognitive result. And you cannot program and condition anything. And this is why the sessions have been created that you are not longer than 3.5 minutes in a deep relaxation state, because after 7 minutes you start to create sleeping hormones. Then my system is completely different. Like in hypnotism or relaxation techniques, you make your body relax and you get tired. That's completely absurd. How can you produce something positive if you're tired? In the IBMS state that I created and that is patented, you relax your body, but you enhance your brain capacity. So the more you relax, the more alert your mind becomes. You get a hemispheric synchronization. The music that I have created cost over $3 million to create, and nobody can reproduce it. And it will, that's why you have to listen to my CDs. If people want to look at it, it's drleonardcoldwell.com or shopdrc.com. If you listen to it, you have to listen to it through headphones, or you have to put two separate speakers, one next to the right and one next to the left ear in a stereo system. Otherwise, it will not even work. But it's the only system that connects both hemispheres to the entire brain. All of a sudden has an infinite capability of new dendrite buildup. What I create is physical reality. You don't have to believe in it. I don't care if you believe in my system. Just do the exercises and watch the results. Because it's not, you have to believe in it, you have to have faith. No, you don't. It's a scientific system. You do what I tell you to do, and the results will follow. There's just no way around this. See, people don't know that every time you think and you learn something, there are dendrites built between your neurons, between your brain cells, meaning pathways from brain cell to brain cell, or from brain cell to pathway, or from pathway to pathway. Every time you think, that's why our brain gets heavier. It can, of course, not grow in size because of the limited space of the skull, but our brain gets heavier, gets more dense. That's why experts have an extremely dense brain. So what happens is I give my listeners, these people that are studying the IBMS system, the instinct-based medicine system, the way to understand it and use it on their own. After they get it once, after 21 days, they have the opportunity for the rest of their lives, teach it to their children, teach it to their spouse, use it for anything in life, because I found out, people say, oh, why are you so successful, like IBM or the insurance group of Deutsche Bank, the Deutsche Herald, etc. They all said, I'm the most successful motivational trainer on earth, meaning after my sessions, my seminars and trainings, the company make up 2,800% more in growth in money than before with one day or a weekend of training, because I teach people the system, the science of success. And it doesn't really matter. The IBMS system works if you have cancer of the wallet, meaning you're broke, or you have cancer of the body, or cancer of the mind, or cancer of your emotions. It works for everything, and that's the most important part. People need to understand they can use it for everything. It's pure science. It's not like the stupid law of attraction, which got everybody bankrupt and into suicide. You know, there's no free lunch, Brenda.
Yeah.
There's nothing for nothing. You don't get anything for nothing.
Well, and we have to get to the root of the issues, and I do believe that emotions are as to the root of the issue, and if we don't, if we do not get at it, and for this method, if this is helping get at, you know, changing the neural pathways, fantastic. Whatever we can do to change the way that we're thinking, to empower ourselves, and then our body starts believing and seeing it and imagining it, and imagination to reality. So this sounds like a very powerful program.
The main thing is, Brenda, people need to understand they can do it. People always say, oh, Dr. Colver, you cured me. No, I didn't. I showed you how to cure yourself. Mm-hmm. And this is what people really need to understand. They make themselves sick, and now I make sure they understand that. After they understand they made themselves sick, after they are angry at me at first and saying, I never made myself sick, I wouldn't do this, and so on, that always happens at the beginning. But at the end of all of this, Brenda, they understand it is power too, because if you understand you made yourself sick, now you also have the power to cure yourself, because it's just the same metal, just two different sides of the same metal, of the same coin. And now I give people the power, and I say, see, you made yourself sick because of these and these and these reasons, like you do with the kinesiology testing. So people find out, what are the elements that made me sick? What did I use to make myself sick? How did I used to think? How did I used to talk to myself? How did I hate myself? And all these elements created the cancer. Now, the IBMS system, the instinct-based medicine system, is teaching people how to learn to respect and love themselves, how to consciously take charge over the dendrite buildup in your brain and create a brand new software. See, Brenda, what people don't understand is you cannot eliminate the past. There is no way. That's why over 90% of all people in America are on prescription drugs or illegal drugs, one way or the other, because they think they can deny reality. You can't, and you can never forget. You can never forgive. But what you can do is you can create more good information, more good memories than bad ones, until the good ones overlap the negative information, the negative programming, on such a high level that the negative just falls off. And now the dominant positive images and the instinct-based medicine system is teaching you how to create in your mind positive imprints into your brain, into your memory, because the trick is, Brenda, the brain cannot make a distinction if something really happens or you're just thinking about it. The
yes.
brain has no way of telling.
That's very powerful.
Yeah, and this is how we use it. I teach people how to contemplate in the right way. Most people visualize, which doesn't work at all. Visualization means you see yourself like you're on a movie screen in a movie. Contemplation, see, when you see yourself in a healthy body from the outside, the body thinks, the brain thinks, oh, you're talking about somebody else because your brain knows you cannot see yourself. But if you contemplate, meaning you experience it in your mind like it would really happen, yes, you can see your legs or your hands, but you cannot see yourself, only if you look into a full-length mirror. Then you don't irritate the brain anymore, and now programming can start. You can see the fat melting off. You can see your eyes getting shinier. You can see your cheeks getting a rose color. You can see yourself straighten your spine out. And now you're contemplating, meaning programming. And then you use the IBMS system to condition it, and in 2 to 16 weeks, in my experience, you're fine.
Well, and then to addition to that is to, as you, again in your book, you have a lot of recommendations about the, you know, for example, taking 10,000 IU vitamin D3 per day and vitamin C and E and the flora enzymes. So you give a lot of detail as to complement, I'm sure, that this program. So there's lots that you can do right now at this moment. And look as to the different tests. And are they really necessary? And I totally agree. The whole mammograms are just squeezing the life out of women. And mm-hmm. the prostate cancer, I don't know, like that whole testing there, it's more problems than what it's worth. And then yep. the pap smear test and all that we've been, you know, conditioned to do. There's a lot that we can just do very inexpensively right now at this moment. It's not having to go spend thousands of dollars. I feel we can take charge and like you say, change those neural pathways of belief systems. That's something that we can get on instantaneously. And
yeah, people can literally just get my books or get my CDs for a couple of dollars and start changing all of this. But also, if you buy silica, it costs £3 food grade or pharmaceutical grade silica. It costs a pound costs $3. Or you have apricot seeds, organic apricot seeds, Laetrile, vitamin B17. Or you use baking soda to cure yourself. That all of this doesn't cost a lot. But
right.
the main thing is, Brenda, and we need to point this out, it doesn't help if you get rid of the tumor because it comes back with a vengeance
yes.
if you don't identify and eliminate the root cause that caused the tumor in the first place.
Exactly. I totally agree with you. We have to get to that. And it's something that people aren't really, you know, aware of. They know that's not a good thing to have the stress and the emotions. But I don't think people realize that it is crucial to their life to clear out that trauma or those emotions. Like, it is
yeah.
your life.
Absolutely, and this is what is so important. People need to also learn to let go. My form, see, normal psychotherapy, it takes 11 to 17 years, and it only stops because the health insurance companies don't pay anymore. And it never has a positive result, never. Psychotherapy, psychoanalysis never has any positive results. It just makes it worse because talking about the bad stuff makes it more ingrained into your brain. It makes it worse. You can just talk about it easier, but it makes it worse. My form of psychotherapy is very simple. Get over it and move on. And this is exactly the point. You need to address it and let it go. You need to find it first. You cannot suppress it. That's very, very dangerous. But you need to say, okay, I hated myself because, and you find out why. And then you say, it's completely absurd that I hate myself because I'm the only one I have, and I'm the only one that has to live with the results that I produce in my body and in my life. So I rather love myself. And now you find a lot of reasons why you love yourself. You write down, I love myself because I'm a great parent, or I'm a great spouse, or I'm a good teacher, or whatever you are. You write all these things down, and you just make yourself understand that you are born to be a champion. See, my most successful book of all times is called You Are Born to Be a Champion.
Yes.
And this book is so successful, even if it's a pure motivational book and a pure success book, personal development book, it helped people to cure themselves from whatever illness, because the moment they started to love themselves again, respect themselves, they started to change their behavior towards themselves. And therefore, they started healthy habits. They started to recover. They started to eat healthier. Since they loved themselves, all of a sudden, they lost all the weight they wanted to lose. It is all so simple, but nobody wants you to know about this because all of this doesn't cost anything. It's all in your head.
I know. That's the sad part, is that, you know, people have been so disempowered, and we haven't been told that it's okay to love ourselves and we deserve to love ourselves. It hasn't, you know, we haven't heard that. And
that's where the horror starts, because if you want to take power away, just tell your little kid, oh, you're a little shyster, you are worthless, you cannot do anything, just sit there, don't try, don't walk, don't grab anything, you're worthless. But do you think how long it takes until this kid is a vegetable?
Mm-hmm.
So the same happens. The Harvard University conducted a study and concluded up to the age of 18, we heard 184,000 times, no, it's impossible, you cannot do that, everybody else but not you. We have been conditioned to be a loser, and the IBMS system is conditioning you to understand you are a champion, you are a born winner, you are designed for greatness, you deserve the best of the best, you don't deserve mediocrity. And this is where I'm coming from. That's why, see, it's so bad, Brenda, that I had to found the IBMS Master Society, a private education company or club or society, to be able to tell people what I know. Because the Cancer Act of 1939 forbids me to talk about cancer cures. I don't care. Let them try to come after me. They spent $42 million last year to destroy my reputation. They spent $42 million last year for people to destroy me, my reputation, and my name. And I don't care. You know, I've been shot at a couple of times. My car has been bombed. We live with daily death threats. I literally don't care. And everything I'm saying here, Brenda, is illegal. I'm not allowed to talk about cancer cures. I'm not allowed to say there is a cure for cancer. And I literally don't care. Let them come after me, and I'm going to show them where I'm coming from. But the main thing is, people need to understand, if you don't take charge and control over your own life, you will work the rest of your life as a slave for the government, paying taxes, paying your mortgage, paying interest, paying your credit cards off. You will never make money. If you take charge and control, start thinking on your own, educating yourself, then you will have a chance. And no matter where you are, no matter how sick you are, no matter how many surgeries you had, there's always hope. And this is what people need to understand. There's always hope, because I have seen people that were ready to die, laying in the bed, and the doctor says about 10 minutes, the patient is dead. All of a sudden, they get a call, or your first granddaughter is born, or something like that. And 5 minutes later, the person walks out of the hospital.
Wow.
It's all about internal motivation. And the instinct-based medicine system is what gives people this internal motivation to want to fight for themselves. That's why my book was called You're Born to Be a Champion. You're not born to be mediocre. You're not born to suffer. No, you're born for the best of the best. Just start loving yourself. When you ask me what the most important thing is patients can do, people can do right now that costs them nothing, get in front of a mirror, look into your own eyes and say, I am somebody. I love myself. I respect myself. I'm a special person because. And you do this 10 times a day for the next 21 days, and half of you will be cured from whatever you have.
That's fabulous. And I have to tell everybody here within the book, and I really do recommend, pick it up. I had mine ordered. The Only Answer to Cancer by Dr. Leonard Coldwell. It's in its 7th edition. I understand you're going into your 8th edition. On page 159, chapter 9, he gets into the instinct-based medicine system, IBMS, but he starts out with the raw food diet. Stop drinking tap water. Avoid official sweeteners. Don't consume milk. Start juicing. Drink a gallon of water every day with a teaspoon of sea salt in it. And you got many, many, many useful information in here. So I really want to thank you for that. It's, you got so much information. We just couldn't possibly, you know, fit it in within an hour. I love this. You believe in God and spend some time each day in prayer. Dear God, I thank you for my health and happiness and for the healing that is taking place in my body right now. I'm so grateful to know that you give me all the answers and solutions I need so that I can achieve all of my goals for health, happiness, and success. And pray if you're absolutely sure it's happening right now. Thank you so much. That's just a beautiful prayer that, you know, we can do right now at this moment. So thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on, Dr. Coldwell. And I understand you're speaking at the 2014 Integrated Health International Cure to Cancer Summit that's on right now. And I believe it ends tomorrow. Does it? Tomorrow is last day?
Yeah, tomorrow is the last day. And then we will be on again in April in California, in L.A., with an even bigger show. And as people go to all these websites or look up on Facebook, or go to my website, drleonardcoldwell.com. They have all the links to all the information there. We have the greatest speakers, the greatest experts you can imagine, and these teachers can really give you a completely new perspective on life, can give you tools, and most of all, hope.
Yes, and I'm really hoping to take it in this year. I wasn't able to make it last year, but if I have to, I'm loading up my truck, and I'm driving from British Columbia down to Beverly Hills or Los Angeles. So, yeah, I think I will be there. So thank you so much. Is there any further information that you'd like to pass on or anything?
It is just really important, Brenda, that people understand you have to do it yourself, no matter how good your teacher is, how good your coach is or your doctor is. And that's why if you go to drleonardcoldwell.com, you can reach my YouTube channel from there. And as I said, my videos are all free. They have over 225 million views already, and it's all free. I have all the information out there for free. I don't want to make money on sick people. All the money from my books goes into the Foundation for Drug and Crime-Free Schools and Health for Children. And I'm not making money on sick people. I have enough businesses to make money on, and I'm not making money on that. If you want to become a member of my private education society, where I actually can teach you things I couldn't say on the radio or couldn't write in books because they would arrest me instantly, it's IBMS, that stands for Instinct-Based Medicine System, www.IBMSMastersSociety.com. Look it up, and we have our next meeting in November, and I would love to see you all there and learn things about also common law, constitutional law. I'm also quoted or called one of the 10 most knowledgeable people on constitutional common law. And I can teach people things that will just blow their minds. So IBMSMasterSociety.com or DrLeonardColdwell.com. And I hope I see you at least latest next year in April at the Cancer Summit, the cure for cancer, the truth for cancer. And we all are one family. It's one earth. We are all one. We are all in it together. We need to stick together, support each other, and make it together through all of this, what's coming now.
Yes, so true. And
thank
I hope
you,
to
Brenda.
See you next year, too. Okay, well, thank you so much, and we'll be in touch. And thank you everyone for listening. I got lots of information there to help you. And be happy. Be well.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.